At the end of your life, what will be your legacy? What will you leave behind for future generations? For the world, join the world messenger, Isabella Lundberg. Each week as she brings you a new distinguished guest from the business, sports, or entertainment world to share their success, their struggles, and their lessons. They will share their insights into current hot topics that affect everyone. Isabella facilitates an intimate, vulnerable environment to find the true value of humanity and real leadership. Are you ready for your legacy? The legacy that matters?
Are you wondering how to accelerate artificial intelligence momentum that everybody is still buzzing about and trying to make a decision and best choices? How they're also catalyzing transformation and change to make that happen? You're not the only one. Hi, it's Isabella Lombicure, the World Messenger, and I'm inviting for another epic episode of Legacy Leader Show. These questions are being asked in so many circles and conversations that I had in recent months. Specifically, we are now diving into the second quarter of the year, and we've seen very gloom and grim numbers on not only that are affecting the bottom line, but also choices and decisions that executive leadership teams are making. How can we make this amazing transformation and shift, but also look at things correctly, not only from our bottom line perspective, making sure the right data and inputs are being calculated in, because we're seeing tremendous shift that are happening, so many layoffs, so much contraction with so many companies, and companies hurting and holding the money, waiting to figure out something, how they're going to spend it, probably in the third or fourth quarter. As a result, bleeding continues. We're seeing so many jobs being posted that are actually not really actively being hired. So we see jobs being reposted, but ultimately what we're seeing is huge, huge exodus of the talent that sometimes, I wonder, can organization truly afford to lose? Why I'm bringing this up is because my strong belief based on my research and data that I found, I believe strongly that we're already at AI evolution 3.0, while so many organizations are still scratching the surface on evolution 1.0. It's a huge gap already to begin with, regardless how small or large organizations might be. It's obviously affecting not only how well they're transforming, how they're changing, how they're innovating, but how they're positioning to this velocity of the markets that we're seeing right now that are completely having very significant organizational impact. Some of them are not the impacts that organizations and leadership team would like to see. As a result, we're seeing more and more need and demand for data, analytics, statistics, but also sustainable change. And that's where I wanted to shed some lights, specifically looking how AI integration changes and challenges business and their strategies. So when we look at things from multiple different perspectives, what I'm seeing, what a lot of people don't really get it, and I wanted to shed some light specifically, what it takes to understand why evolution 3.0 is so important. Because leaders have right now opportunity more than ever, regardless if we're dealing public or private sector, to truly make tremendous impact, an opportunity like they never had before, to navigate their organizations into future, bringing innovation, unprecedented efficiencies, and obviously exponential growth. Yes, it is possible. It's because obviously we don't have to go so lean and contract in order to preserve or hoard the money. While we have truly, when we position organizations and our mindset and shift opportunity, not only to grow, sustain, but also opportunity to truly set the stage and be the top leaders of the pack. Who doesn't want to be part of that? So let me share a little bit about this journey, because it's more than just the AI journey. It is a monumental leap. And that is something that not many are ready. How can you momentarily leap into the future with this in alignment and also opportunity to increase automation? Intelligent automation and profound far-reaching implications of these new innovative solutions are redefining essence of leadership. And that's where the problem is, because not all leaders are ready to really look at what do they need and who do they need to be in order to lead across the public and private sector. Connection between those two, it's never been this strong as a result. It's never been as important. So let's just define and understand why AI Evolution 3.0, first of all, what is it and why it's so important? In terms of AI evolution itself, is something that I actually penned and based on my research, and I wanted to really emphasize that reflecting anew this phase of development and characterized and cognitive aspects of it, capabilities, and greater ethical awareness in technology deployment more than ever. As a result, the significant matured third generation evolution focusing on sustainability and responsible AI usage is something that we cannot simply deny anymore. And if we're trying to ignore it, it's going to just greatly affect us reversely. We're running out of time because implications of choices and decisions that we make today not going to only affect organization today and tomorrow, but also for decades and years to come. Some organizations will not be in position that they're right now, even remotely, to compete in the market or, frankly, to stabilize their decline, as well as exodus of their talent and also loss of competition footing that they're hoping to so much preserve. So AI Evolution 3.0 marks significant shift, and it really tasks specific algorithms to systems capable of generalized and undertaking of these decision-making, quick choices and decisions that are supported and that are tied to proper KPIs, ROIs, as well as obviously other indicators that are going to be helping encompassing this much more needed transformation that is much more narrow, that is more application specific and solution. So when we look at it from that perspective, it really requires something that we're not doing very well. So many cultures of organizations are not set up as a cultures of learning, as a culture of adoption, and also as a local, a quick decision-making. And that doesn't have no more any merit and excuse because it's impacting so many lives beside billions and billions of dollars. So what we have to do is really look at how we can change that and how we can obviously create and move toward more automated intelligent systems that can help us to really understand and support and enhance not only obviously human capabilities, but also organizational overall operation. And as a result, what we're really seeing is how executive leaders and embracing AI Evolution 3.0. It means really leveraging AI as a tool for operational efficiency and also getting that operational excellence that is going to ultimately get what? You got it. Customer excellence. Because we cannot have that without actually working internally first in our own backyard, right? In our own infrastructure, in our own organizations. And how this is going to be navigating in terms of global markets and these complexities that we see for our strategic allies, for our strategic partners, where things make sense, and how can we really address these paradigm shifts in ways as AI is specific attacks that are strategic around decision-making, but also really reflecting in organizational values as a core. This is where it really comes to be a very tricky situation. The strategic imperative for leaders obviously needs to be addressed first. If that is not in place, things are not going to happen in a way we expect or actually we need to have. So integrated AI Evolution 3.0 into an organization's strategic framework requires a visionary approach and willingness to embrace the change. I heard it all, trust me. As a subject matter expert in change management and organizational transformation and design and all of those different symptomatic themes, I can tell you, yes, so many are fatigued by change, so many resist the change. We don't, because all of those reasons that we feel uncomfortable. But ultimately, leaders that are visible, that are clear of what they need to do and how they need to handle things, as well as obviously being able to show and motivate, they will be able to obviously cultivate what is really needed through agile, innovative approaches, integrated that very well with the receptive organizational culture. If the organizational culture is not receptive to change, it's not receptive for transformation, it's not receptive for agile leadership or innovation, then you are definitely going to struggle way more than any other organizations. And as a result, so much more stakes will be online. We've seen huge shifts that are happening, again, as I mentioned, with these layoffs, as much also for people leaving because environments that they're working in are any not anymore, in their mind, creating healthy working environment. So what is missing? And you will be surprised. Sometimes the solutions are so simple or issues are so clear, but we still refuse to see them as what they are. So this is what I learned. These are the four elements that I found that are consistently missing. Strategic alignment. C-suite was never as this big as it is in 2024. So many new C-suite functional titles and positions, yet alignment that is not even happening among C-suite executives. How can we then have alignment with AI initiatives and when we have competed agendas, different goals and different approaches so that we don't even know what one, for example, CTO, CIO, CISO are doing versus chief financial officer or chief marketing officer? It's very important to really look at deliberate approaches, how they can contribute to AI deployment and also long-term objective. Short-term objectives, we need to also be able to integrate those little sprints in much longer long-term objective. The second one that I found to be also hugely important is ethical considerations. Just because we have opportunity to dominate in certain aspects of this evolution, we still also have to revisit ethical considerations just because they're lagging with all the safeguards, but also standards and regulations. We also know what those ethical implications could and should be looking like. And it's opportunity also to start looking things from privacy, from bias and accommodating, finding and specifically addressing accountability issues right now that we're seeing amongst the leadership. So when we look at that, building trust and integrating an AI application from those ethical considerations is imperative. The third component that I found tremendously painful, and it's something I've been talking for years. I'm sure you guys didn't hear this for the first time. But more than ever, it's important today to really look at talent development. We do not invest enough in talent. We want to capitalize on talents and intelligence, their abilities, their skills. But right now we see more than ever, including myself, when I constantly and others that I know in my sphere are investing our own time, resource on top of our careers and what we do 9 to 5 or whatever hours we might work. How do we contribute and continue to invest in what we know and also continue to invest and push needle in the right direction so that we are seeing the culture of continuous learning? So if that culture doesn't exist, I'm seeing some more and more people are creating their own cultures and subcultures or just doing that on their own so that they can further develop the skills that are necessary to drive AI-driven future. So before you start looking again, who has 10, 15, 20 years in AI? Who got certifications? Who got training? Be realistic, first of all, to see how many of those people exist to begin with, and then narrow down and see also what skills are necessary, because it's such a wide and broad range. And what are you as a leader of organization ready to invest in? Because that really creates something that I found also as a fourth point to be utterly imperative, which is innovation ecosystem. If you don't have in your organization this innovative ecosystem that is creating and supporting not only innovation itself, but it's including right types of partnerships with startups, academic institutions, and other organizations, where you truly create opportunity to further develop and be on front AI development, you are going to definitely fall further and further behind. So when those four elements are in place, or at least looked at to be positioned and set up for the right further development, we can really then look at what's going on among sectors. And we wanted to really address two major sectors that all of us in some way, shape, and form play. And there's so much codependent of each other that are right now major decisions are being made. We look at this is obviously public and private sector, because we're seeing so many opportunities and potential there, but they're suddenly happening and not as obviously all equal, but they're also creating opportunities where we can integrate them so well that we can really work and create cohesion that is really necessary, because we're seeing demand from both sides, not only to roll things out in terms of products, but also in terms of services, so that we can continue to benefit on the broader scale. So what I'm seeing the leaders in private sector often interact with are more inefficient ways with public sector, or vice versa. And it's also opportunity where we have not only implications to foster more collaboration, because everything boils down to that, and looking at things from very amazing, effective, innovative approaches, then we're going to have a much more drive to have AI adoption across both spheres. When we also look at things from to optimize the future of AI. So let me deep dive just for a second at AI Evolution 3.0 from public sector itself, and what kind of impact could be possible there. It is public sector, obviously, and what happens there is we know we have so many things that we're already seeing that we're super excited and jazzed about. For example, improving healthcare outcomes, because right now we're also having tremendous healthcare crisis, not only just in the US, but also on the large global scale. So it's really amazing to see personalized medicine and streamlining government and other services through not just the chatbots, for example, or automated processing or conversations, but we also have executive leaders in the public sector can leverage AI to improve efficiencies and also increase responsibility of operating services that are really helping out our customers. Because right now, what we're seeing AI evolution 3.0 is with the public sector critical to recognize broader implications on societal well-being, as well as obviously creating opportunities to create systems that can be embracing operational efficiencies back to all of that we mentioned earlier, but also addressing long-standing public welfare, education, environmental management, a crisis intervention, a prevention of so many escalations that we're seeing right now that are happening in different parts of the world that also affect us here in the United States. So for instance, More than ever, I'm seeing huge play with analytics. We're also seeing more than ever the role to identify and bridge the gaps in educational resources, for example, or tailoring learning experiences, meeting students with diverse needs or different learning styles. Similarly, we see also monitoring of climate patterns. We're also seeing different environments where we have crisis when we need to do intervention. Unfortunately, a lot of conflicts, a lot of wars, right? So how can we have these proactive measures aligned that can really help us with obviously everything that is going on? As a result, we have opportunity to really look at elevating public sector leadership first, so that we can continue to have this inclusive, sustainable government models. So what it means, ultimately means, by harnessing the power of AI Evolution 3.0, the public sector can transcend traditional service delivery and shift those paradigms and ultimately contribute to more equitable and resilient society. Wouldn't that be great? I think that so many of us would be absolutely excited to contribute to something on that level. But then think about it, what's happening with AI Evolution 3.0 in private sector and impact that can be happening there. It's really interesting to look at what's going on across the industries. We have risk assessments. We have opportunity to really look at fraud detection, customer service, everything that is going on in financial industry. And right now, in addition to healthcare that I mentioned a second ago, everything that's going on to optimize and improve supply chain, for example, to predict maintenance needs or innovation of specific products and services, things that really going to also be required for us to implement an institute through the manufacturing. So executive leadership in private sector have opportunity to really take advantage of customer experience and create new value streams. As I mentioned earlier, everybody's aiming to provide customer excellence, but you cannot do that without reaching first operational excellence. And as we know that, in order to achieve operational excellence, we need to have leadership and team excellence first. So when we look at things from private sector specifically, we have opportunity to do some adaptive, intelligent, customer-centric business models to improve, to change, to shift, to innovate, and also to bring AI technology that enables companies to anticipate market trends, personalize customer interactions, and really bring degree where we see these complexities being tackled in a way that are so problem-solving oriented. Through obviously these innovative solutions. Some example that we're really seeing a lot of right now is inventory management, enhancing shopping experience, also creating ethical use of integrating pivotal opportunities where we see how things are being regulated and how business is not just being affected obviously by things that are not working, but also fostering the innovative, again, back to original aspects of it, culture and customer satisfaction, that right now it's giving us not only so much choices and so many opportunities, but really also hold us in higher standards. And that really needs to come heavily, heavily from leadership, right? So what all this means ultimately when we look at how do we going to lead in the future? Frankly, all this has so much challenge and requires visionary leadership, requires strategic foresight, and also commitment for these high ethical considerations and continuous improvement. Either we're dealing with public or private sector, we're all in the same boat. However, the potential benefits that can enhance that are really going to help us on this journey is that they're necessary and for leaders' commitment, excellence, and innovation. So I'm curious that all of you that are watching and listening, what are you committing as a leader in your organization? What excellence looks like to you? How are you embracing change? And how are you leading with a purpose and transforming the future? I encourage every single one of you, let's transform, innovate, and lead with purpose this future together. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to Legacy Leader Show. If you enjoyed the content and had a positive experience, then please leave us a positive rating. In addition, leave us a positive review whenever you are listening on whatever platform there might be. Make sure your friends and family also know about the benefit and value that we provide and what we have to offer. Cheers.